Joining us now on the line is a good friend of the program, the sports professor, Rick Harrow, as it's time for our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Rick is an attorney. He also is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN and listen to him right here in this very time slot. Good morning, Rick.
Morning. How was the Bear Trap? We sent you down there yesterday. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. I've been at the Bear Trap every day this week. In fact, I have a fun job. I get to at the 17th hole. I'm standing in the boxes behind the green, and I have a microphone and the PA system, and I get to announce the players as they come to the green, and the crowd applause after I do that. So that's a lot of fun. It's been a fun week.
Just make sure you know that they're not applauding for you. They're applauding for the golfers.
Oh, trust me. I know that. My ego is soundly in check. Unfortunately, I don't know that we can say that for everyone here on the show. However, Rick, how
you? Wow. That's a shot.
Yeah, there's a shot at Rooney. I mean, you know, it's too bad. Oh, you're talking about me. All right, how am I? I'm great.
You're in the airport right now because you're heading up to a basketball game tonight.
I'm heading up to the 4 o'clock game between Duke and North Carolina, and that's going to be fun. And my theme on CNN tonight is all about economic impact. And so, you know, in this economy, it's more important than anything else. And we know the Duke UNC game is at the $30-40 million number, but it brings home the fact that we now have a full week of wonderful activity that's just being finished at PGA National, Palm Beach Gardens, Palm Beach County, South Florida, and. You know, the Honda has done a marvelous job of keeping things stable during an incredibly turbulent economy.
Hey, Rick, out of all the major sports, and even some of the sort of less major ones, but sports like golf and NASCAR, boxing, who's being hit the hardest by the economy and who's being hit the least by the economy?
Good question. The niche sports are being hit the hardest. South Florida-wise, there was an application for an MLS team that was just withdrawn because of the economy. You now have some situations where there may be some question as to whether arena football is going to come back or not. Some of these events that depend on current TV deals or tickets to survive, the one-shot deals, the pay-per-view deals, those are the ones that are really hurt. You know, golf, kind of in the middle. We know that there are 20 deals that are up for renewal for sponsorships, but not until 2010. So if this is the beginning of the end of the terrible economy, which everybody hopes, and not the end of the beginning, by the time everybody is really looking to definitively renew or not, it might be time to start turning it around and looking positively to the future. On the other hand, Pat, you know that of those 20 deals that are up for renewal, 10 are banks and car dealers, and just like U.S. Trust out in Milwaukee and FBR out in Phoenix, and Wachovia basically down in Charlotte, it's not a good sign.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live this morning from PGA National. Final round. Rick Harrow, as you can
There's
hear,
your flight, Rick.
Joining us on the line live from the airport as he's flying up to North Carolina this afternoon.
That flight's going to Dallas. I ain't going to Dallas. I'm going to go to Raleigh, and I'm hanging out here for you with you guys for a few more minutes. I wish I was out there today because it's been a heck of a 6-7 days, and it's supposed to be 80 degrees today. So is it crowded there already?
Not yet. It's still a little early, and the wind is calm. So you can know it's early if the wind is calm because we're here sitting next to the lake at the 18th hole, and just a slight breeze of perhaps 4 or 5 miles an hour. But we know that it's going to get blustery in another 4 or 5 hours, and this afternoon it should be gusting around 25 to 30 miles an hour, and that'll make the Bear Trap very gnarly. Rick, I thought you made a great point, and as you mentioned, it's been a phenomenal week-long of events, and it was kicked off on Monday, 6 days ago, with the inaugural Finn Cup. The Miami Dolphins took part in the Monday Pro-Am. Stephen Ross, the new owner of the Miami Dolphins, along with Bob Greasy and Dan Marino and Nat Moore and a slew of other former Dolphins, John Offerdahl, Bob Brzezinski. And I thought you made a great point during the press conference in regards to the shrinking size of this South Florida region. We've got nearly 5 million people in the South Florida region, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And I think in this day and age of the Internet and of text messages and personal PDAs and everyone is connected at the hip no matter where they're at, that I think we're seeing the shrinking of a region that, you know, from tip to tip is about 120 miles from the northern part of Palm Beach County to the southern part of Dade County. But it's a really closer region than it was 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago.
Four.
Yeah, when I was doing the whole Sports Authority thing and tried to get the arena done in the first place to then get all these franchises in, when we were in Miami and you look at Palm Beach County, they thought it might as well have been Atlanta or Bangor, Maine. You know, you keep looking and nobody knew it, even though 95 and Turnpike connected it. And Palm Beach County, you know, you'd come down occasionally for a Dolphin game or a Hurricane game at the Orange Bowl, but that was it. It is now a closer region now. And when you look at the marketing of the Super Bowl in North Texas, when Jerry Jones' facility opens in a year and a half, it's not Dallas, it's North Texas' Super Bowl. Well, this is South Florida's region, and there's no Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County line anymore as far as regional economic matters are concerned. And the 2 weeks of activities for the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl 11 months from now is big. That's why the press conference I thought was real important. Rodney Barreto was there, the head of the host committee, to really kick off 11 months worth of festivities, starting with the Finn Cup last Monday, and maybe you could stay ending with the Super Bowl 44 11 months from now in Miami.
Hey, Rick, you know, I know this has nothing to do with golf, but you mentioned that new Dallas stadium. I read somewhere that thing cost $1.5 billion and is going to seat 100,000 people. Is that correct?
Wow.
Probably not. It probably costs a little more. And it's probably going to seat a few more, but with the fire code, listen, when you have 100,000, what's an extra 1,000 or 2,000? It is the biggest facility in the United States, quite clearly. And when you look at it, as far as everything else is concerned, it's not just the Cowboys, but it's the NBA All-Star Game. It's the Final Four. It's Oklahoma and Brigham Young kicking off the season for college football, conventions, mega concerts. This is truly a major entertainment center. And when you think of the impact of these kinds of things, remember, we're talking about a week's worth of activity for Super Bowl.
Two.
And luckily for us, which they will not have, we have a commitment for the Pro Bowl next year for the first time ever. So it's basically 2 weeks where the spotlight will be on South Florida from the end of January through the beginning of February.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN. You can also find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, you can listen to him each and every week here in this very time slot, the Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick, as always, thank you very much. Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks. Carolina by 12 over Duke this afternoon. Watch that game.
Ooh, I like
that. Wow, okay.
Like that.
Write it down. Mark it down. Rick Haro has opined on the outcome of today's game. Great job by Rick Haro, as always, joining us here on the line. Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins Beach, and I am